KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media, communications, and journalism students at Fresno State. 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm René Rodriguez.
And I'm Josue Miranda. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, a story about Victory Bulldog IV and his handler, the ghost kitchen named My Guy Market, plus more insight into Central Valley College Corps.
But first, we'll start off with a story about music expression.
Who doesn't love music? It's a universal language of sorts. It also acts as a multi-billion dollar industry dedicated to raw happiness, sadness, surrealism, heartbreak, pretty much any emotion you can feel. But every human being feels something different about music in general. So many interpretations in so many minds and hearts around the world. René Rodriguez gives some insight into various different interpretations on what music is based on. People who create it, listen to it, teach it, and dream with it.
Oh, this thing we call music. Music in its traditional definition, according to Merriam-Webster, is the science and art of ordering tones or sounds in a succession, in combination, and in temporal relationships to produce a composition having unity and continuity. That's too much of an educational explanation if you ask me. The truth is, music is subject to interpretation. For example, I see music like a drug that I cannot recover from. I keep relapsing and relapsing, either in happiness or of a heartbreak I cannot let go of. There are so many interpretations and definitions to music that it has almost become complicated to define. The answer really becomes more personal because it is based on the eye of the beholder. Or should I say, the ear of the beholder. Music invokes so many emotions in so many various settings. It can be celebratory shouts that are accompanied by a sense of cultural pride and nationalism. It can also bring feelings of happiness and joy when you're at a wedding, dancing, and you don't want the party to stop. Or it can bring that adrenaline rush when you hear your favorite song being sung at a live concert. That's a band called No Doubt performing one of my absolute favorite songs, Magic's in the Makeup. This song uses women's makeup as a metaphor to describe the face people tend to put on a daily basis to impress others. Once all is said and done, they have to wonder if people like them for what they appear to be or for what they are. The lyrics are the soul of music. Pretty much any noun or verb you can come up with in your mind right now, and music has found a way to use those collection of words to tell a story that touches a human being's heart. That story can be the song that explains the breakup of a relationship, the moment you move away leaving everything you've known behind, or the song you remember when you became a success. Music is a free therapy in a way. A therapy that nobody ever knows they need until the heart calls for it. Everyone's interpretation, definition, and use of music is different based on the lives they have lived. John Carr is a music professor at Fresno State. He teaches the history of pop, rock, and jazz music in the United States, among many other music classes. I got a chance to speak to him about what historically has music meant to people as generations go by.
In terms of meaning, I think the one thing that stays constant is that there is a level of meaning there someplace for somebody. Whether it's just it makes you feel good, it makes you feel happy, it makes you feel more patriotic or whatever. There are different levels of meaning, and I think there's no one way except that there is meaning. So again, I'd put it in two baskets. Music as function, music as meaning. But what it means is the dicey bit because it means so many different things to so many different people. I mean, play the same piece of music for two people, you're likely to get two different answers on what it means. Lyrics help because they give us some clue about what the meaning is, but if it's purely instrumental music, what does it mean? If I play a chord, what does this mean? And that's where aestheticians and musicians get really all caught up in the weeds, so to speak, because they don't know how to answer that question because there is no answer.
Carr also explains how music can impact the human being's decision-making and shape the world we live in today.
There are many examples of this in the 20th century. For instance, Joseph Stalin had a Central Soviet Committee whose function was to make sure that music only supported the goals of the revolution and the goals of the Central Communist State. And they would say, this has to go, this can stay, this is no good, this is all right. There were composers sent to the gulags for composing music that was considered counter-revolutionary. that was mainly because he felt that music does have the ability to bind you to a certain ideal or a certain ideology if it's the right kind of music. Hitler believed the same thing and forbid nationalist music. You know, you can't write Czech music anymore. You can't write Hungarian music anymore. You must write music that glorifies the Reich. And Stalin did the same thing. We did the same thing in World War II. If you look at Bugs Bunny cartoons from 1941, and it's ultra, you know, Bugs Bunny is in a fighter plane bombing Japanese characters. I mean, of course art can manipulate opinion, and that makes it positive and dangerous.
Music has so much rich history behind it that has touched not only generations of the past, but generations of today. With just about 70% of students with their earbuds on, it is safe to assume that all students have their own relationship with music. Sarah Hernandez is a broadcast journalism major. She shares what listening to her favorite music makes her feel.
Honestly, listening to my favorite music kind of makes me feel happy. And like I get this sense of I can feel relaxed and feel I can bop to it in the car. Usually that's when I'm listening to my music is in the car. And then when I'm at home, whenever I'm feeling and like not in the most chipper mood in the world, I kind of just plug in my AirPods and I just listen to my favorite music that makes me feel like I'm happy.
Hernandez also talks about how music has been there for some of the most critical moments of her life.
There's been a couple of times where I was going through this really bad situationship that I was in, and this guy really broke my heart completely because I wanted a relationship and he didn't. So the music I would play then would be like more of monotone, kind of very sad-ish music, but it helped bring out an emotional side of me that I haven't felt, and it made me cry for the first time in like years because I was able to feel something and let that channel out that pain that I felt through that music and just through the lyrics that made me connect to it on like a deeper level. So I feel like, yeah, you know, you feel a connection, right? Emotionally, most of the time that's when you can feel music. It's just through your emotions and everything. So yeah, no, definitely.
This is Katerina Alexenko. She goes by the stage name Kat Alisi. She is a local musician that happens to also study broadcast journalism here at Fresno State. When she is not busy producing good quality news stories, you can catch her at local bars and small venues, performing original songs, as well as covers for her loyal fans. I sat down with her and asked her what she is trying to accomplish with her audience as they listen to her words and her music.
Music gives me a way to communicate with them on a level that maybe we don't really understand how to express in any other way, because music is really a universal language. And no matter if you understand the words you're saying or understand what the chords I'm playing are, you still understand the feeling and the meaning behind the song or the story. So when I play, it's a way for me to give that experience or that story to the audience listening.
Alisi also shares what emotions and feelings playing live music has brought to her when she is up on stage performing.
When I'm sharing an original piece that I write, it's always freeing. And it's kind of like an outlet. So it feels like I'm telling the audience my story and what I've been through. And it's almost kind of like a therapy. So I get to experience, you know, nervousness and sadness and fear, anger, happiness, joy, you know, freedom, peace. And if I can relay that in my music and my voice and, you know, playing the guitar a certain way, I can give those feelings as a gift to the people listening.
Inspiration for songwriting, Alisi says, comes from her own personal experiences.
When I first started writing music, when I first started playing guitar, I was actually going through my parents' divorce. So that made me kind of depressed. I was like 12, 13 years old, and I didn't really know how to express what I was going through. I mean, I didn't even know what I was going through. So somebody gifted me a guitar and I was able to just start kind of looking up chords by myself. And I had a friend teach me the first song, which was Bob Marley's Redemption Song. And I started using those chords to write my own music on the guitar. And my inspiration comes from, you know, just things I go through in life, like whether I'm depressed or whether I'm sad. Or one of the things I wrote about was like my dad leaving and moving across the country to the other side of the world, actually, to Russia. And, you know, losing my brother as he was getting very experimental with drugs. And that, because of our closeness to my dad and to my brother, that really like tore my heart out. And I didn't know who else to talk to about that besides my guitar and my music. My notebook. So that really led me into expressing myself through music and kind of sharing my story with others and how I got through it.
Music is key. It's the way we're set free from everything this world is throwing at you. Every problem, every challenge, and every head-scratching stress. Music is always there for you to give you one big hug and let you know that things are going to be all right and you're not alone. Reporting for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, this is René Rodríguez. The Live Mascot program has brought a smile to many faces around the Central Valley. Many people don't know that our very own Victor E. Bulldog has a student coordinator to take him to all his events and appearances. Reporter Bianca Gonzalez got the chance to speak to Alexis Camarillo to see what it means to be by his side during the semester.
Alexis Camarillo is a Fresno State alumni who graduated in 2021 with a degree in communications and a minor in media communications journalism. After she graduated from Fresno State, she launched her own business doing nails, where she quickly fell in love with marketing and branding. In another previous job, she gained more experience with social media and community outreach and had a lot of fun doing it. Her love of dogs and previous experience is what made her want the job as the Live Mascot Coordinator the most.
Victor E. Bulldog is such like an icon for Fresno State, and all of his social media is managed in the way that it's like his voice. So I felt like that was so unique and so special, because when you are managing a lot of brand identities, they don't really have that. Like if it's an organization, you're talking for the organization, but it doesn't have the fun and playfulness of like a dog. So I thought that that was going to be a really cool challenge for me. In addition, I would get to come back to Fresno State, which I was super excited about, because since I graduated in 2021, two of my years were cut short by COVID. So I was really excited about like the prospect of coming back. So that's ultimately what pushed me to apply for this position.
In the month of April, Victor E. Bulldog has his own annual crowdfunding campaign called Mascot Mania to keep the program going.
For a few different reasons, one of which being it is fully funded by friends and fans. So we get a small portion from the university, of course, but everything else we do have to fundraise. So with Mascot Mania, we dedicate a full month where we set a goal and we try to achieve that goal through different campaigns, interacting with our community, and just really reaching out to the people that love Victory the most. I don't know if a lot of people know, but he is the only live mascot in all 23 of the CSUs and 10 of the UCs. So it's just really unique. And like we're trying to push that out there more, because a lot of people like to see him in the community and like to see him at events, and he's just such a fun figure to see around campus. And the reason why we're able to do that is from the funding that comes from our friends and fans.
Yeah. Being the live mascot coordinator means spending a large amount of time with Victor. The relationship between the two is something that's very important to Alexis Camarillo.
When I came in my first day, we actually were doing an overnight trip to Sacramento. So I was spending a full 48 hours with him. Four of those hours were just him and I in the backseat of a car together. So he's a friendly dog. He doesn't necessarily dislike anyone, I would say. So that was a really big plus for me. But since we had that time together and like they allowed me to be in a space with him like so closely, I think that that kind of started the trust initially. And then we got back to the office, it was a little less jarring to have like another person in his space. So now I do like to say that we're besties. I think that we're besties. I always say that he's my work dog and I'm his work mom, you know, because he's with me Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then some. So I think as of right now, we're in a pretty good place. We've been doing our one-on-one trainings, our group trainings together. So that's given us an opportunity to build a lot of trust. So I think we're on a good track.
Other than take him to events, there are so many things Alexis does behind the scenes for her job.
You have to strike a balance between not wanting to overwork him, but also wanting him to be as present in the community as possible. So that's one of the big, I guess, chunks of time that I have to do throughout the day. But of course, I'm also managing all of his social media. We're brainstorming content. Me and the rest of the Alumni Association, they're great thought partners for me. So we're brainstorming all this fun content that would be engaging to his audiences. And we're also looking at just fun branding opportunities.
With everything she does, Alexis Camarillo says the best part of her job is getting to put a smile on people's face.
Being able to facilitate these memories for them, you know, it's so great, I think, in any aspect when you're with any dog to like see someone enjoy your dog. But it's just, I know that it's adding and enriching to their student experience, and that's ultimately what he was created for. So to just go out and to see that and to see them love him and want to take pictures with him and want to just represent him, you know, that's probably one of my favorite parts of the job.
Like every job, there is always something new to learn and adapt to every day.
It's come with its challenges, mostly trying to kind of adapt to the needs of the day because every day is so different. I just have to be able to balance all of my tasks and all of my responsibilities. But ultimately, I think with this position, I am hoping to grow the Victory Bulldog program. I want to create new long-standing traditions for the students that involve Victory Bulldog because I don't think we have a lot of those yet. I think that everyone knows him. He's a known name, a known face on campus, but there isn't really any traditions that are like tying the students to him. So that's one of the things that I really want to grow in this position.
With this job and experience, Alexis Camarillo has one goal in mind.
I just want to look back at all of the work that I've done, and I want the one thing that stands out, like how much love I put into it. I think that this job in particular, it is a labor of love, and I think that that is what really pushes Victor and like makes him so appealing to the students at Fresno State and the Central Valley as a whole. So that's why this is such a great starting point for me. But throughout everything that I do in my career, I think I just want to have an impact in one way or another, and I just want it to be loving.
Alexis Camarillo is enjoying her time that she has in making every day count. Reporting with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Bianca Gonzalez.
Fresno's most underrated restaurant has over 19,000 followers on Instagram and a 4.7 star ratings on Google. How exactly did they get here? Our reporter Josue Miranda spoke to young Fresno entrepreneur and co-owner of My Guy Market to uncover his recipe of growth and success.
New York has become a staple of American culture, ranging from entertainment, fashion, and even food. It's been the birthplace for iconic dishes like the chopped cheese, a dish unknown to many of us in the West Coast. My Guy Market brings a tiny piece of New York to our Fresno community.
My name is Eduardo Sixe, and I am 29 years old. I am part owner of a virtual restaurant called My Guy Market. We've been in business for 2 years now, thankfully, blessed for that. And now we're in our third year. And every year has just been a learning experience, and everything has been elevating. We've been growing.
My Guy Market offers some of New York's food staples without having to travel thousands of miles east.
We sell New York style sandwiches, the New York classic chopped cheese, the bacon, egg, and cheese. We pretty much brought in a little bit of a New York culture towards the Central Valley. Just wanted to put in something different, something fresh, and something fun.
Eddie's restaurant gives takeout a run for its money. His ghost kitchen is food only available for pickup or delivery. No dine-in.
A virtual restaurant is pretty much a ghost kitchen concept. Well, we don't have a storefront, but you can actually order through like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub. But in our lane, we actually develop our own food app where you can actually just download our app, the My Guy Market app, and whatever food that you want to purchase from us or whatever you see on our app is accessible. You can go ahead and purchase whatever you like to see on our app, and you either could pick it up or you can get it delivered.
The My Guy Market app not only offers some of New York-style sandwich classics, but it also offers imported snacks like chips and drinks.
We wanted to be something different, something fun. So when you go on our app, you're going to see sandwiches that you guys never had before. So we do have imported drinks from Japan or Thailand. We have Japan-esque Fantas, fruity, creamy drinks, anime sodas that just all come from countries in Asia. I mean, same thing with our chips.
When browsing the My Guy Market app, you may notice it may offer more than just food and snacks.
have like a convenience section because we're pretty much a virtual bodega. So we're pretty much a one-stop shop. Like, we just don't sell sandwiches, but we sell exotic drinks, exotic snacks. We sell do-rags, lighters, toilet paper, just your everyday necessities.
My Guy Market was voted as 2023's most underrated restaurant after receiving 65% of the polls to votes.
Yeah, people ran up those votes. They held it down for My Guy Market, and I'm highly grateful. I'm highly blessed for everyone who took the time out of their day to vote for me either once or twice or even like three times a day. The support is insane. I will always appreciate all the support that I get. We were the most underrated. Now we're overrated, but in a good way, though. We're overrated in a good way, though.
Just 4 years ago, before Eddie was making chopped cheeses and voted as one of the most underrated spots to eat in Fresno, he was still trying to find his path.
Before doing My Guy Market, I was trying to find my place. I've been cooking for about 5+ years, but I kind of stepped away from that for a little bit. Just want to try something different, try to do something fresh. I was just bouncing from job to job. I moved out of Fresno at one point. I was in Oklahoma for 6 months, just trying to find my way. Everything that I was doing wasn't really connecting with me. So I went back to what I knew best, and that was cooking. But what I did was I found my niche. I found what I wanted to do, and I just stuck with it, and I just went 100%.
Eddie attributes My Guy Market's success to the community that it has created.
Community is the main core to really building a city. Community is what you make of it. I didn't build My Guy Market just to build a community for me and my friends. I built My Guy Market just a community as a whole. I appreciate every single walk of life that gets an opportunity to try out My Guy Market.
Eddie believes everyone should have the chance to chase dreams, especially the ones that you kept on the back burner.
Whoever wants to get into their own business, whether it's food or just whatever lane you're trying to tap into, just go for it. You know, a lot of people say they're afraid, but I don't think people being afraid, like I said earlier, it's all about finding that confidence within yourself. You know, whatever your definition of confident is to you, and when you feel it, just believe in it, go with your gut, trust your instincts, and just go for it. Don't be afraid, but once you find that confidence, just stand on business.
Eddie's business model is not much different than what he uses for his personal life, and he believes you should do it too.
Stop putting yourself in a box. Take that first step and go outside your horizons a little bit. Don't be afraid to try new things. You never know if like going outside your comfort zone can actually be something new and refreshing and a feeling that you probably won't feel before because you actually made that step. For everyone that's listening, pull up to My Guy Market. If you know, you know. Download our app. Check us out. We're for the people. We're for the community. All in all, just be nice to everybody.
Reporting for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, this is Josue Miranda.
College is a struggle to pay for anyone going to higher education. Reporter Ricardo Lozada shares how some students are getting through this financial struggle through a new program at Fresno State and Fresno City.
Many college students face various challenges when having to pay for college. They face questions like, will I have to go into debt? Will the financial aid cover my studies? However, thanks to a new statewide program being tried out at various higher education institutes like Fresno State and Fresno City, this could be a problem of the past. This new program is called College Corps and has been around for 2 years at Fresno State. I caught up with Ulysses Lopez, one of the graduate assistants of the program, to get more information on this great opportunity for students and some of the requirements the program has in place for next year.
All right, so some of the requirements for CVCC is that we require students to provide 450 hours of community service throughout the entire academic year, and we require students to have at least a 2.0 GPA, and we also, you know, want them to be an undergraduate student as well. Most importantly, we want students to have a passion to serve their community and create positive change.
I also asked Ulysses, what are some of the benefits that one can get out of College Corps?
There are a lot of benefits for College Corps. So I think the biggest one definitely is the money, of course. Students can earn up to $10,000 in money that they can use for college. It's basically how it works is that the first $7,000 of it is distributed to you on a monthly basis. It's called a living allowance. So you would get around $700, $800 per month distributed through financial aid to, you know, whatever type of refund you have. And then you will receive the other $50,000 when you complete your 450 hours at the end of the academic year. And then you also would earn course credit as well, since we do teach a service learning course here on campus Friday afternoons. You also get to develop your skills and grow professionally and personally.
Students can do their 450 hours of community service through one of the three focus areas: climate action, K-12 education, or food insecurity. One person who has been in the program for the first 2 years is Juan Reyes. He has done his community service in K-12 education with Every Neighborhood Partnership, an after-school reading intervention program for low-income areas in Fresno Unified.
Chose ENP because it best aligned with my career goals. I hadn't had much experience working with students, and in my future career, I want to be a school psychologist, so this was helpful for me to become a school psychologist.
Juan Reyes thanks CVCC for helping him become more professional and wouldn't be the person he is today if it weren't for this amazing program on campus.
He's taught me a lot. It's taught me how to network, how to be more professional, because when I first came to college, that was one of my biggest struggles, learning to be professional while on the job.
The College Course application is now live and open on the Fresno State College Course website. Students have until June 1st for the priority deadline and are encouraged to apply if they are passionate about serving their community and helping underserved communities through positive change. Reporting for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I am Ricardo Lozada.
These are some of the upcoming events happening at Fresno State. The Spring Percussion Studio Recital will be happening April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and will have talented percussion students who will perform a mix of music spanning various styles and traditions.
The graphic design exhibition is open today through the 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The exhibition features a diverse range of work that reflects cutting-edge trends and techniques in graphic design.
The Arts and Humanities Showcase started this week. It started April 19th and runs through April 27th. The MCJ screening will be on April 24th and will showcase MCJ students' top work. And that wraps our show for the day. Next week, we will have more insight on Fresno State Focus. Plus, we will have a survival guide on how to pass finals.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Hanayo Oya for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Marisol Rubio.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Josue Miranda.
And I'm René Rodriguez. See you next week.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.